Welcome to Outreach Radio, brought to you by the Elite Speakers Bureau. Join ESB owners and your hosts, Denise Brown and Danielle Pierre, as they discuss and interview their expert speakers regarding topics such as violence prevention, school safety, suicide prevention, addiction and recovery, mental health and wellness, leadership, and more. Denise and Danielle also interview event hosts about their upcoming events, so tune in weekly to ask questions, find solutions, or get event information. All showtimes to be announced. And now, here's your hosts, Denise and Danielle.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Outreach Radio. This is Danielle and Denise.
Hi, this is Denise.
We have a wonderful guest with us today, Evan Money, and that is his real name. And he is the, among other things, which we'll discuss later, but he is the executive producer of a film called Words of Arts. So very interesting. Words are powerful.
Words are really powerful. And you know, when I was watching that video, they mentioned sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Do you remember that thing?
I remember that. I do. Oh, you know, it's funny. It's the first thing I thought of when I saw the end of that. And I've thought of this previously, that is such a false statement. Words really destroy
or really do damage.
Yeah, they can.
They can really do damage. It's really scary.
Yeah. And, you know, at the same time, they can be very powerful in uplifting or creating. You know, I think that a lot of the baggage, and Evan will probably elaborate on this one when we introduce him, that we carry around probably started with someone's words somewhere along the line. I would venture to, you know, I would be so bold to say that. And also people that do well on the flip side that are more adjusted have more positive words.
Can I just tell you something? That when I raised my son, there was not a negative thing that was going to come out of my mouth about his father, about him not being able to do anything, about nothing. I figured, you know, this kid is going to learn. He's not going to go goo goo gaga. He is going to learn how to speak. He's going to learn. He's going to have a positive person role model in his life. I mean, he's had some really screwed up role models. And thank God he's 28 years old now. He's positive. He's a go-getter, and he's just gung-ho. But I just figured at an early age, words can hurt, and words can, you know, mold somebody.
Yeah.
And when they're young, oh, my God, I mean, words are so powerful, and they mean so much. So I can't wait for Evan to elaborate on all of this. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to tell us much, much more as well. So, you know, but, yeah, I just think words can either make or break somebody. I mean, you're told you're stupid over and over again. You're going to start believing you're stupid, you know. And
how about the words you tell yourself? How about the words you tell yourself?
What's that?
The words you tell yourself. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Equally.
I mean, it's,
if not more.
To myself?
Then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To your friends, to your family, to anything. I mean, words really, those are things that I never forget. It's really weird. I mean, I could, you know, when abused women, I'm just going to use this analogy right now because this is my field, but when abused women, they talk about, you know, the physical abuse, that goes away,
right?
You know, the bruises and all that stuff. But the words, they are there and they stick with you, and that's what really just lowers your self-esteem, lowers your self-worth, does all of the damage to a lot of these victims that I've spoken to, and I've spoken to many, many, and they always say it's the words that stick with you and just put you down and put you down. So,
the emotional damage, I think. Yeah, the emotional damage is far worse, I think, maybe than the physical. I mean, in many cases, not all cases, obviously, but that's really, you know, and like I said, even the words you tell yourself, there was a time when if I gain weight or something, I always go to this because you know that right now that's my little area where I'm getting back into health, but because I had put on some weight, but I was saying, I caught myself, and I'm so glad I'm becoming mindful of these things over the years, and I've, you know, learned about words are powerful, et cetera, et cetera. But I would say to myself, even previous to gaining the weight that I had gained. Gosh, I'm getting fat. Gosh, I'm getting fat. You
know
what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
so you kept getting fatter
and
fatter.
And so my repeating that, it became a self-fulfilled prophecy. Well, yeah.
There you go.
So I really, and I don't know what caught me someday. I think somebody said to me, don't tell yourself that. You know, mm-hmm. And it was my daughter, or I am not sure. But anyway, either way it goes. Subconsciously,
words have an effect.
Those
yeah.
words went into my subconscious brain, however that all works. And, yeah, there it is. So this goes for, I think, everything, not just weight. I mean, we could be talking about anything. I'm
yeah, exactly.
Pretty, I'm
well,
ugly,
said
I'm
all
this,
this
and that. So.
Let's
yeah, let's bring Evan
on.
So
yeah,
we'll
sure.
do a quick commercial and be right back with our guest.
Who better to inform, educate, and motivate our families, students, school staff, and the community than the experts? The Elite Speakers Bureau, Inc. was formed to do just that. Our speakers are experts and professionals with vast knowledge who bring awareness to many issues, including bullying, abuse, violent crimes, stalking, and mental health, just to name a few. Our team of experts include renowned authors, advocates, therapists, celebrities, and more. If you would like to book one of our acclaimed speakers for your next event, or for more information, visit www.theelitespeakersbureau.com or call 949-544-1410. That number again is 949-544-1410.
Welcome back. Our guest
Welcome
this afternoon
back, everybody.
Is Evan Money. Oh, we just overlapped each other. Let me start that again. Hold on.
That's okay.
Welcome back, everybody. Our guest this afternoon is Evan Money. Evan is a visionary, best-selling author, global entrepreneur, and executive producer of the groundbreaking film Words of Art. Evan lives his dream and encourages the world to do the same. Evan lights up the room. His enthusiasm is infectious and contagious. His words are truly life-changing. Evan Money is one of those rare individuals who puts his beliefs into actions. He will teach you to do the same. Evan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Evan, I've watched your videos. I've talked to you on the telephone. Even in your emails, you're full of energy and positivity. Have you always been like that? Tell me,
yes.
tell me.
But.
Tell the truth.
So,
but.
Yes, always. But unfortunately, I had been suppressed for a very long time. I was incarcerated for 12 years in the L.A. public school system. And so most of my true self got beaten out of me at a young age, and not really taken from me, but just suppressed, and was like, oh, I can't really be myself. I can't really be the person that God made me, and oh, I'm going to stick out too much, and oh, isn't everybody a visionary? Doesn't everybody want to take action on their dreams? Doesn't everybody want to live an exceptional life? And
yeah.
That wasn't the case. So it was more of just social suppression, I guess would be the perfect word. And then when I finally realized that God already preloaded me with greatness. It wasn't something I had to go out and find or buy or achieve. And it was like, wow, it's okay to be me. And so once I really got down falling in love with myself and saying, hey, God created me for great things. He already put it in me. All I have to do is let it out. And I looked around at all the people that seemed to be living their dreams and having great lives, and all of them, the sustained ones, were being themselves. And I was like, okay, I'm free to finally, you know, be myself and let myself out. So I will warn all of the listeners, I will encourage you. So I just want to tell you right up front, that's what you're going to get from me.
Awesome. Well, okay, so this didn't happen in high school, though. This happened, what, in college, after high school? Or did this finally happen?
Oh, yeah, the inkling started with, and that's why I did the film Words of Art, you know, with the icons like the Joel Osteens and the Zig Ziglars and all these guys, because at age 21, 22, at my first job, one of the head sales guys handed me a pirated cassette tape. And again, let's all date ourselves, right? Cassette tape, huh? Okay, so I had my Walkman, right? I stuck it in, And it was the first any type of personal growth that I'd ever heard. It was from a guy by the name of Jim Rohn, and he has a very distinct voice and very distinct delivery, and he was talking about things that I'd never heard before, but my insides were screaming with joy. I was like, wow, okay, I'm not the only one. And so that was the beginning, and that's what led me to Zig Ziglar, and that's what, you know, led me on to these great orators and really learning and growing and finally discovering that, hey, this is me, and I can be me, and here we go.
Yeah, so when you go into these different organizations or these corporations, they bring you in to speak. Is there something that you just start out with? Do you get the room laughing first, or I don't see you as being very serious or really serious. I just see you as really just being enthusiastic and going, yes, and just like, you know, I mean, just like in your face and come on, let's get with it. I mean, I was depressed and now you don't have to be.
Yeah, when the corporations bring me in, one of my core messages really is about taking action. And so I tell the story that everyone loves to hear is, you know, and it's included with you, Denise, and everyone listening, is that we all have, okay, and of course, Danielle, I'm not leaving you out too, but we all have in our homes or wherever we're living a $10 million shower. And so people go, oh, what are you talking about, Evan? You haven't seen my apartment or you haven't seen where I live. I guarantee you, you have $10 million worth of ideas that are sitting in your shower, and you haven't taken action on them. And however, other people have, and that's the worst thing, when you have an idea and 6 months, a year later, you see it in the marketplace, and you go, oh, that was my idea, but I never did anything with it. So I really just encourage people to take action on the ideas that they already have, because the only thing that separates a great company from idea to actual innovation, or from dream to reality, or from, you know, hey, we got this program, we want to implement it, or hey, my dream coming true, whatever segment we're talking about, the only thing that prevents that is taking action. And as human beings, for whatever reason, we're wired to inaction. We are wired to make excuses. We are wired to, oh, yeah, tomorrow. We're wired to, yeah, but. And so I really figured out and kind of made a science and a discovery, and that's what all my best-selling books are about, is really getting down to, okay, how do we take action? You know, what gets us to actually take action? Because the action is what makes it all happen. And you look at any product, anything, anywhere, you know, it was because someone took action and put something out. You know, I've got my new, and I'm having all kinds of challenges with it because it's got so many gadgets I can't figure it out. I got my new iPhone 6, and it's cool and it's awesome, but we would have never gotten to the iPhone 6 if they didn't first put out the iPhone 3.
Yeah,
and you look
true.
In comparison
exactly.
Now, you go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they put that out. But at the time, the iPhone 3 was amazing, but because Apple took action and put something out, they knew, hey, we're always going to continue to improve on this. It's always going to get better. And so a lot of people fall into the trap like, well, I can't do this because all these things aren't perfect. And there has yet to be a perfect product, a perfect movie, a perfect speech, a perfect radio show, a perfect anything. And so I just help people realize the greatness they have inside them and that everything and all the magic happens when you simply take action.
Oh, you know, that's funny,
like fear.
What this brought me back to was our original conversation about words, which again goes back to your film as well, but the words we tell ourselves, which you just said, you're telling yourself, I can't do it because, excuses, those are all words we're telling ourselves, and they're very impactful. They keep us from going forward, or they, you know, or they make us go forward, one or the other.
Oh, yeah, what I tell audiences all the time, you know, words are dream makers or they're destiny breakers. And it's our choice. It's not anyone else's choice. It's our choice. And so, you know, going back to the film and what we discovered when we made it, I mean, if you really think about it, you know, all the wars, all the world wars were started by words. You know, wars were ended by words. You know, we had an interview with a great martial artist, and he was saying, you know, the greatest martial artist, you know, the master of the masters, right, is the guy that never has to throw a punch. And a key word, the right word, can diffuse any situation. And the reality of life, as you look in the, you know, in the prison system or anything else, and wherever people are, it's the more limited your vocabulary, you know, the more limited your life is. And so even though words aren't necessarily tangible, you know, you can sit them on the shelf and look at them and polish them, they're the most powerful tools that we have, and we take them so for granted. And so the film, yeah, we explored, we went to every thought leader, you know, we did political speech writers, we went to radio, guys in radio, we went to, you know, the Mark Pattersons and the Joel Osteens and the Darren Hardys and the Zig Ziglars, and, you know, we talked to book agents and we talked to social media experts, and we went all around the United States talking about what is the true power of the spoken word. We talked with film scores, and we talked with people that, you know, musicians and people that write music and rappers, and the theme of the film was so amazing because all the threads didn't tie together. We even talked to a very famous performance poet who has the most spectacular scene in the whole movie, and it's just her words are so powerful. You can see the goosebumps on the person next to you just from these audible words, and it's so incredible. It's such a journey.
So where can our listeners see this movie? Where can we see that? Does it have to be downloaded, or is it like on Apple TV or Netflix or something like this? Or
okay, well, let's go to official break. Here comes the commercial. Get ready. So you can go to whatever platform you are on. So if you're an iTunes person, it's in iTunes. If you're on Amazon, it's on Amazon. If you happen to be a Dish TV subscriber, you can go to pay-per-view, pick it up on Dish. It's on Google Play. And for all the parents out there that are concerned with their kids playing too many video games, you can even get the film on Xbox. So one of my friends called me. He's like, hey, this is your line. It's the best thing you can do with your Xbox is to download Words of Art. So whatever platform you have, it's on there.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that was a great commercial. Thank you very much. Now, you have another aspect to what you do. I mean, we have Words of Art, and obviously you're very motivational. But also, let's go somewhere else now. You and your wife remarry every year in a different state or country. Is that correct?
Absolutely. My bride and I we remarry in a different state or country every year. We have been married we've been married 19 times, and this will be our 18th year of bliss. And so for all the male listeners, you know, a lot of them go like, oh, they kind of roll their eyes. I can't believe you do that. And then I have to sit down and tell them. I say, listen, guys, it's not just the wedding part. It's the honeymoon. So I've had 19 honeymoons, and I'm extremely excited about that. And after the first one, I said, this is a process we need to continue. So how can we make this work? And so we've been all over the world. We've been to some of our most notable ones. People like to know, for the guys listening, I brought my wife up to Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we got married at the stadium. We had one where we went to the Bahamas at the Atlantis Resort, and we were married with the dolphins. So my bride had her best mammal, and I had my best mammal. She had her bride's mammal, and they recently just filmed a nationwide commercial about us that's aired, you know, all over, and regarding our weddings and with the dolphins. And so we've done all kinds of fun, amazing stuff. We've had little private ceremonies and little niches, and we've done on the beach in Maui. And so we just have so much fun and so creativity with it. But, again, I am a true red-blooded American, and so my thing is, yes, I enjoy the ceremony and enjoying that magic moment, but it's the honeymoon is the most exciting for me, for sure.
So we could – I mean, you would actually could do – I love this bride mammal and best mammal thing. That's just that's awesome. So, you know,
no, we grew up watching as kids, you know, watching Flipper, this amazing stuff and going to Marineland and SeaWorld. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool to be actually married with the dolphins? And so I won't go on long story, we pulled it off, but we were literally holding them, swimming with them, and had this whole ceremony with them, and it was such a magical moment. And, you know, people are like, you can do that? I'm like, of course. You know, that's the excitement. That's what being married's all about. It's not a one-time event. You can just continue to do that. And the reason my bride and I do that purposely is, you know, we'll write our vows and we have to plan it. And some of these things take, you know, 6 months of planning. You know, it's, you know, sometimes a big deal. And so while I'm planning these weddings, I have to be on my toes and I'm writing these vows and I'm going, wow, I need to pick it up here in the husband department. You know, I need to kind of pull it together here, here, and here. So it constantly keeps us fresh. And so that's why I refer to her as my bride constantly, because we are forever newlyweds. And so that helps us get out of the trap of taking each other for granted, because that's one of the biggest challenges with weddings, you know, with marriages, is that, you know, the people we're closest to, we take the most for granted. And so
right.
when I speak of her, just the word, this is why I encourage men where we do marriage seminars, is I refer to she is my bride, and I'm the only person in the world that can call her that. She's not my wife. She's not my old lady. She's not whatever. She is my bride, and by choosing that word, that shapes on how I'm going to treat her, how I'm look at her, how everything, just by one word, the power of a word versus bride versus, like I said, oh, the old nag hag in the bag or whatever.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. And so Yeah. And so what I see all the time is guys always referring to their wife, and it's all over TV, it's all over everything. Everything is in a negative context or a context of, oh, we're going to, you know, jab at him a little bit or do this or do this. So I tell the world that, hey, I'm excited about my bride. She is so hot. You know, wherever we go, people call the fire department to come put her out. And so I'm excited about romancing my bride and not about anybody else. So I want to be the guy singing the praises of, hey, I'm an excitedly married man, and I would be nowhere without her, so I want to tell the world, and it's something we want to celebrate year after year after year.
You know, it's funny that you say this, Evan, because my mother, she used to always tell me, she says, don't ever become a wife. She says, stay forever a girlfriend. And I said, a girlfriend? And she says, yes, because then they'll take you out, they'll wine and dine, they'll respect you, they'll treat you great every time you're with them. You know, forever be a girlfriend. So you're saying forever be a bride. My mother
yes.
said forever be a girlfriend, and my mother was married for 60 years. She says, I was never a wife.
Nice.
I said, okay, Mom, you know, I'll do that. That sounds perfect. So
you know,
for those of us that don't want to get married, a girlfriend works then, right? And for those who want to get married, you'll forever be a bride.
You know, this is such a healthy approach to a relationship, and probably one of the better ones I think I've ever heard on how to keep your, not just your marriage, but in any relationship, really keeping it. Because you said something real significant, and I don't know why it either resonated or stuck with me, about when you're going over your, every year you're going over your vows. And then you're seeing things, oh, I should be better here, better there. So you're mindful of what's going on, but everybody's changing and people change all the time. So if you're married for 40 years, the person you married 40 years ago changed. We all change all the time, right? So it is always new. If you're keeping up with it, if you're paying attention, it is always new because people are always growing and changing. So you have to kind of revisit that all the time. If you don't pay attention to it and you just married somebody for 40 years and it's like, yeah, it's the old, you know, then what a miserable life. I mean, in my mind, it just seems miserable to have that attitude toward the person that you share your life with. It should probably be, you know, more upbeat like Evan. That approach is perfect. So you
I agree, and that's what I do whenever I can on the stages because, no, but there's no place for people to hear that. You know, again, it's not on television.
Yeah.
It's not in the movies.
No.
It's, you know, it's not anywhere. And so my goal and part of the things that I bring to the table is, you know, being this visionary entrepreneur who steps up and it's like, okay, you know, motivate me, do something amazing. It's like, well, wait, all he's talking about is bride. What's all this? And so that's what really encourages people because that's real life. You know, people go home and they're like, wow, you know what? What if I did call my wife my bride? I wonder how that would work. And so that goes into my whole philosophy of living a three-pillar lifestyle, which is health, relationships, and finances. And living here in Los Angeles, as all of you guys know, you know, this is the one-pillar town. You know, everybody's focused on finances and, you know, quote-unquote success and all this. And so what I really teach is real success is having having a strong financial pillar, having a strong relationship pillar that starts with the husband and wife, because a lot of people don't understand, but with children, You can talk to any child psychologist, and they'll tell you the most important thing for a child is to know not that they're loved, but to know that mom and dad love each other, because that's
sure.
where they get the real security from. And what's
yeah.
happening today's society is so amazing. Most people are just opting out. They'll have kids together, but they won't even bother getting married because they're like, what's the point? You know, most of we're just going to get divorced anyway, so forget it. And so I try to, again, explain to people the value of building a strong relationship pillar and that, hey, having a great relationship is fun and exciting, and then also understanding the health pillar like you guys were talking about earlier. I mean, who wants to be the richest person in the graveyard, right? I mean, Steve Jobs
yeah,
is the ultimate example.
Sure.
Billions upon billions at his disposal, but because of his lifestyle that created a cancer that he couldn't buy his way out of. And so
yeah.
it's really about saying, hey, you got to have all three pillars, because if you only live a one-pillar lifestyle, eventually, guaranteed, and we can name the names all day long, eventually you're going to fall. If you're on that
yeah.
pillar, you're going to teeter off and collapse. And we've seen these people that supposedly had it all, and yet they've either taken their own life or, you know, OD'd or whatever, because, again, they live these one-pillar lifestyles. So, again, I do my best to encourage people, hey, you got to have finances. You got to get your relationship strong, and you got to have that health pillar strong, and that's what creates an amazing, exciting life to where you're excited about doing things like getting married, and you have the energy to get married every year and the finances to go and travel and do all these amazing things. So it all comes full circle when you keep the important things, and that is, of course, health, relationships, and the finances.
So what for our listeners that are interested, and all three of these are hugely impactful, and this is such I just love this because it does cover all bases and answers a lot of questions, I'm sure, for people that struggle in one area or another. So where does a person who is interested in changing their life, let's say their relationships are rocky, their finances are poor or rocky as well, and their health isn't the greatest, where do you start? Where is step number one? Let's just give them step number one.
Okay.
What would that be?
Let's talk with step number one is to, and I'll give you what I call the core, you know, the real core values of our family, what I've really sifted down to make sure people really understand this, and that's you got to have, you know, these three things in place. So the first one we talked about already, which is taking action. You got to be, you know, take the action on any of those areas, because you can talk about, oh, yeah, you know, again, words, right? Oh, why am I so fat? Or, oh, gosh, why is my marriage so terrible? Or why am I so broke? You know, why don't I have any money? You know, whatever, whatever. But you got to be willing to take the action to change those things. But the next thing is really it's responsibility. And most people and everywhere in our society is about how I can be unresponsible. How can I not take responsibility for things? So it's as simple as this. It's in order for things to get better, I have to be better. In order for things to change, I have to change. And so the responsibility is looking in the mirror and saying, okay, I need to get better. So in our relationship, as things grow and change and get dynamic, if anything is not where it needs to be, that's something that's on me. It's what do I need to work on? What do I need to change? It's never, well, if she would do this, then I'd do that. You know, it's like,
and that's what
a lot
of people do, Evan. They mm-hmm. put the blame on mm-hmm. everybody else because they don't want to take the responsibility. Perfect.
Because if they do take the responsibility, that means they have to change. Yes. And so the first step, again, going back to it, the first place is to look in the mirror and say, again, if things need to get better, I need to get better. And everything is on you. And by working on yourself, you don't have time to – I don't have time to notice the things that my bride isn't doing because I'm focused on myself, improving me. Okay, what can I work on? How can I choose this? How can I do that? And so it's really that simple to just simply take responsibility. That is the ultimate maturity. And we all have friends, family, whatever, that are, you know, 35, 40, 50, going on 8, you know, as far as
yeah.
you know, maturity goes. The ultimate true maturity is when you're able to take full responsibility and say, it's not the government.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, oh, you know, the taxes are too high or this stuff costs too much or, you know, this and this and this. It's understanding that, hey, things don't cost too much. I just can't afford them yet. Okay? And taxes aren't too high, okay, because back in the day, a lot of people don't know that the top tax rate used to be 90%. And
wow,
that's one of the
really?
Reasons Ronald Reagan got into politics, because he was tired of losing all his money. And so if taxes used to be 90%, they're now 40-ish. You know, obviously taxes can't be too high. So it's not about the outside. It's all about the inside. So we don't have to change the government. We don't have to change the tax code. We don't have to change any of this. We just need to change ourselves, and that's where the magic happens.
Evan, this
wonderful.
Is great stuff. We
awesome.
Could go on
yes.
and on.
Forever
believe me,
and ever
I could
and
have
ever.
This conversation for a long time because it's very important. But we are going to cut it short for today, and I want to let the listeners know that also you have some books here. You have Take Action Now, correct?
Yes.
How to Live Your Dreams in Less Than 3 Weeks. That's
correct.
That's interesting.
So so that was my story of how I got on the went from in my car to being on an FM radio station within 3 weeks and not having any experience in radio or never being on the radio. And so it's not just some, you know, catchy title or whatever. It's really about how do we turn these dreams into reality. And so that's kind of a tell-all book on, you know, how I did some of the quote-unquote crazy things in my life and how they're not so crazy if you just simply take action.
Perfect.
I'm going to get this.
And I'm glad you explained that to the, yeah, I know. And I'm glad you explained that to the listeners because, you know, there's
you.
A lot of fluffy titles, but the content's not that great. And I think this has got great content with a matching title. So
I'll let all the readers know that I believe in big print and short and sweet. So it's not a 500-page, you know, drizzle. It's, hey, let's get on with it. Let's get something you can read, quick chapters, something we can get through and actually, again, take action because here's an interesting stat you girls will love. 90% of the people that buy a nonfiction book never get past the first chapter.
Really?
Wow. They may buy the book with great intention, so I realized, hey, I need to make this as easy as read to possible so people can get past chapter 1 to 2 to 3 and really, again, turn those dreams into reality by taking action.
Oh, Evan, love it. Thank
next
you
book.
So
one
much
more,
for being
one
with
more,
us. Love it.
We have one more book I want to go over real quick before we end, The One Day Diet,
Woo!
How to Live a Cancer Prevention Lifestyle.
Yes, and that's another Amazon bestseller, and we can all chime in, and I'll tell you this is an actual proven fact. An apple a day really does keep cancer away, and it's really that simple. So people talk about, oh, I got to go on this 2-week crash diet, or I'm doing this paleo, filio, Filipino, whatever diet. You know, pick the latest fad, right? But the reality is, there's no way to go on a 2, 3, 4, 5 week diet because we only live one day at a time. The only way you live is per day. So it's like, hey, just for today, instead of the latte, I'm going to eat the apple. Just for today, instead of the donut or the greasy whatever, I'm just going to eat the apple. And if you just that takes all the pressure off because we're not worried about tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're just talking about today. Just for today, I'm going to eat the apple. When tomorrow comes, we're going to worry about that tomorrow. But for today, I'm just going to eat the apple. And if you stack another day of another apple, at the end of the year, you've now ingested 365 apples. Do you think that's going to be better for you or 365 lattes? But if but we don't live it a year at a time. We just today. So just for today, I'm going to eat the apple. And so, again, simple, easy action that gives you dramatic life-changing results. And, again, an apple a day really does keep cancer away.
Perfect. And then we, of course, have Words of Art. So he really is. I'm completely motivated.
Yeah.
So we have
wonderful.
All of these. We have both of these books on our website, LizBeeleySpeakersBureau.com, along with Evan's bio. And if you want a booking information, you can get that there as well. So, again, TheEliteSpeakersBureau.com. Evan, thank you so much. You're very, very inspiring, very motivational. I love it. And thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for putting up with a very energetic visionary. And it's always a joy to talk to amazing ladies like yourself.
Oh, thanks,
awesome.
Evan. You're amazing. Have a great day.
We will talk again soon. Have a great day.
Excellent. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Please join us again next Tuesday night for another great show.
For more information about upcoming shows, visit us at www.outreachradioshow.com.